Hello, this is Sean Kennedy. I'm the editor-in-chief of the American Journal of Nursing, and I'm extremely pleased this morning to be speaking with Ann Hamrick. Ann Hamrick is a past professor, retired from the Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Welcome, Ann.
Oh, thank you for having this conversation with me, Sean.
So, it was my pleasure. Ann is the one of the key authors and kind of the, and I'll ask Ann to explain this, her position, who kind of coordinated this effort to bring a policy dialogue on assisted suicide or aid in dying to AJN. And it's a report on the policy dialogue that occurred at the American Academy of Nursing on this very critical issue that is becoming more and more something that nurses deal with as more states are now developing and passing legislation related to aid in dying. So, Ann, why don't you talk a little bit about how this all came about?
Sure. I'm a member of the bioethics expert panel of the American Association of Nursing, and the American Academy of Nursing, sorry. And the Academy sponsors policy dialogues at their annual meeting, and the various expert panels propose topics for these policy dialogues. And so we had regular conversations with our expert panel members about issues that they felt like were important and timely. And one of the ones, actually the one that got the most resonance in late 2015 really was this issue of aid in dying. And some of it was because of the state activity in this area. I think there are now six states plus D.C. that have aid in dying legislation, and Hawaii just approved it, and it will probably be endorsed by their governor. New Jersey has just passed things through a committee. So 25 states are considering legislation. So this is an area of pretty intense activity and something that our panel members who are around the country really had really wanted us to consider. So we partnered with the expert panel on hospice and palliative care after the Academy approved this topic as a policy dialogue for October of 2016. And we had some planning meetings where we brainstormed who would be the best panelists, and I think we came up with really some superb panelists because each of them have an area of expertise. They're not all in agreement about whether we should be moving in this direction. Two are very pro, Judy Schwartz and Lou Cohen. One is got a lot of cautions and considerations. That's Mimi Mahon. And then Senator Ayer really participated by giving us the legislative perspective on what it was like to introduce that legislation in Vermont.
Mm-hmm. And before we go further, I mean, one of the items that came out in the paper, too, is the terminology in terms of assisted suicide, physician-assisted suicide, aid in dying. Is there a consensus on what is the term that people think we should be using?
It depends on what side of the issue you're on. And that is part of what we really wanted to pull out. One of the things that when you work in ethics, you begin to really pay a lot of attention to words and how people frame an issue. And it's very clear in the literature that the people who are opposed to this practice frame it in terms of assisted suicide or euthanasia more broadly, which is unfortunate for those who think that it is something that we should be entertaining or discussing or at least have out in the open because we have data that show that the majority of Americans are in favor of having some control at the end of life. And the people who are in favor of these practices call them aid in dying or death with dignity. Mm-hmm. So it's a very interesting issue. You can almost look at a journal article and see that if the title of it is assisted suicide, that's going to be an article that's going to be opposed to the practice.
Interesting. But I guess I can understand that because the suicide has such negative connotations for many people, and I think one of the panelists brought out that in the sense that, when people argue suicide versus Satan dying, and why should one be considered the norm and up to a person and the other considered pathology? And they say, well, assisted suicide is someone who perhaps survives that, can go on to perhaps lead a wonderful life, where people who don't have Aiden dying don't have any foreseeable future except something that would be painful and out of their control and not to their liking. So that was right. I saw that, and that was very interesting to me in terms of really looking at the futuristic aspect of it.
Yeah, and I also think that Senator Ayer pointed out how fundamentally different suicide is from Aiden dying, and she referenced a very interesting policy brief that they used, that they relied on pretty heavily as they were pondering this legislation in Vermont. And it's a very interesting policy brief. We cited it in there, and I hope people who are interested in this will look at it, because it includes a lot of research and very interesting about the differences in people who are suicidal, quote unquote, and people who are asking for aid in dying.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I should point out that in addition to the panelists and their reporting on their stance on this issue, there's also the commentaries. Do you want to say something about the commentaries?
Yes. So, you know, we were sort of setting a precedence with this policy dialogue in terms of trying to get it published. We felt pretty strongly that this had been a very successful and interesting policy dialogue, and that it was pretty nuanced in terms of not a simplistic view of this controversial topic. So we wanted to get it in the nursing literature. And one of the things we realized was there was a lot we weren't able to cover. And we also had gotten so much good commentary as we were planning this from our members that we put out a call for expert commentaries. And we did this pretty widely with people we knew who had expertise in the area, as well as our own academy bioethics expert panel members, and as well as the American Nurses Association, the American Association of Hospice and Palliative Care. So we sent out a number of calls, and we had a very robust response. And so we actually had three of our members blind peer review the commentaries, so they didn't know who was writing, and we selected four commentaries, and I'm really delighted that you're publishing them along with the article, because I think they really add other dimensions, other considerations to the article, which are very valuable.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think noteworthy is the commentary by the ANA.
Yes, yes, because, and we were delighted that we received such a strong response from them, because they are going to be engaged in re-examining their position statement on nurses' participation in assisted suicide and aid in dying, which right now very straightforwardly prohibits the practice. And so that, for particularly for nurses who are in states where it's legal to assist patients who are wishing aid in dying, has put some nurses in a difficult position. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see what they do with that, and I thought they wrote a really excellent commentary.
Mm-hmm. So I do hope people listening to this podcast will, I'm sure their interest has been piqued at this point, but this is certainly, I think, an important and critical examination of both sides of the issue in a very scholarly and very relevant way for nursing practice. So I do hope people listening will go and read the article. It'll be in print. It'll be online at ajnonline.com. If you have an iPad, you can access it on the iPad or your mobile as well. And look for some social media on when it'll be out, which will be in the May issue again. And aside from the commentaries and the panelist take on this issue, there's also a very informative box on what nurses can do. so that it's not just about what people said about it, but then there's some clear recommendations for what nurses should be thinking, and because we will be, most nurses will be encountering this at some point, especially as legislation goes forward. So, Anne, I want to thank you so much for bringing this policy dialogue to AJN. I hope it does set a precedent. We're very happy to get the work of the Academy out there on these critical issues, and thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, Sean. Thank you.